Hello and welcome back to Dr. Quackers, and today we're reviewing We're the Millers, one of the most popular comedies of the 2010s and being one of the most popular Jason Sudeikis movies. This is one of the last comedies that resembled the comedies of the 2000s, which isn't surprising with a large amount of the cast being in some of those comedies as well. I do think that is why this movie was as popular as it was. A lot of people will claim that the 2000s is one of the best eras of comedies. I don't know if I necessarily agree with that sentiment. There's a lot of other decades that come to mind with greatest comedies, but I could see how that argument could be made. I mean, there was a ton of big comedies that people still talk about today from that era, like Step Brothers and, you know, The Other Guys. Yeah, movies like that. The cast included Jason Sudeikis, Jennifer Aniston, Will Poulter, Poulter? I don't think I'm ever going to get that right. Emma Roberts, Ed Helms, Nick Offerman, Katherine Hahn, Molly Quinn, Mark L. Young, Tomer Sisley, and Matthew Willig. This movie is what made Will Poulter a recognizable actor. He also has the most famous scene from this movie, when his character is bit on the balls by a tarantula. I'm not going to lie, I still laugh my ass off when he runs off the RV screaming and cussing. He's just like, oh, fuck. It's just great. it makes sense that it's the most famous scene. It's just out of this fuck. It's ridiculous. And it's just super fucking funny. It is funny to think about him in this movie. And now he's Adam Warlock in the MCU. I'm not going to lie. When I first heard he was playing Adam Warlock, I was like, the guy from Where the Millers? It was the first thing I thought of. He was just such a goofy goober. And he plays a goofy goober in this one. So it was just interesting to think about him getting, you know, like, big and muscular and playing a very, like, big character. But they made him, James Gunn made it work. So, yeah. Anyway, I always think it's funny when I go back and watch this and then think about, you know, him playing Adam Warlock. But anyway, this movie is also a reminder, in case you forgot, that Jennifer Aniston is beautiful. She plays a stripper in this movie and has a lot of scenes showing a lot of skin. So if you didn't know before then, you know now that she is hot. I don't know how you not know, but, you know, I guess you never know. Is it necessary? Maybe not. But she plays a stripper. And that's kind of like the thing with this movie. There's always something kind of off, weird, or wrong with them. And that's why, you know, they come together. Jason Sudeikis has great comedic timing and has a very quippy style of comedy. I do really enjoy him. One of my favorite new shows is Ted Lasso, and it has a lot of his style of comedy in that. He is one of the better comedy actors in the 2010s, in my opinion. Nick Offerman and Katherine Hahn are hilarious in this movie as a sexually frustrated couple and partial swingers. Katherine Hahn is hilarious in every comedy. She's always great as kooky side characters. And I'm always happy to see her in comedies. I'm like, oh, it's Katherine Hahn. I bet she's going to be funny. Honestly, I can't think of a movie, like a comedy, that she's in that I didn't think she was funny in. She's just hilarious and everything, I think. Even in Scarlet Witch, I think she's one of the better performances in that. Katherine Hahn's just good. I didn't even care for that one as much. Yeah. Nick Offerman is also great as weird side characters, being most famous for playing people like Ron Swanson. He's great. I like Nick Offerman. And, him playing the police officer. Or no, he was, something with Eternal. I can't remember if it was FBI. He's higher above, like, regular cop. He's like a more important cop. I can't remember off the top of my head, but, it works for him. He's good at those kind of characters. One of my favorite parts of this movie is that everyone has something wrong with them. Like I said previously, they're just weird and damaged people, which adds to the comedy of the dialogue and the actions of the story. This movie also wouldn't work if they were normal people. It makes the movie stand out more. I mean, one of them is a drug dealer, a stripper, a homeless thief, and the other one's just a weird, awkward virgin guy. That's like even on the poster of the movie. So, yeah. I mean, I'm sure it would be kind of funny. You could probably find some sort of, right, in some sort of way that, like, you know, families, you know, they drive their RV to Mexico, gets, like, stolen, he gets filled with drugs, and then they like find it again, and they're trying to drive it back, and they accidentally smuggle drugs across the border. I'm sure that'd be funny, but I think the idea of like a drug dealer, he gets robbed, and he owes like the guy he sells from a shitload of money, so he makes him go down, but to make it so he doesn't look, you know, like a fucking drug dealer, he like hires these people to be his fake family, so he can smuggle drugs back. It works. It's funny. It's not a very, you know, dense or extremely like well thought out story. It's funny as shit, and that's what's most important for a comedy. Funny. I can forgive somewhat poor storytelling if it's hilarious in a comedy, because that's what it's designed to do. Every movie is designed to tell a story, but the focus is if you giggle. Now, if the action in an action movie sucks, you fucking failed as an action movie. If the action is over top of crazy, it's the same thing. I look at it with every genre of film. Like, you know, if the action's fucking pristine in an action movie, I can somewhat forgive other parts. If it's just then, you know, that's how it works. That's how my brain grades these movies, how I rate them in my head. So, yeah. Overall, I give this movie a 7 out of 10. It's a good comedy. If you haven't already seen it, I suggest you check it out. If you haven't seen Ted Lasso either, I've reviewed that as well, and you should check that out too. I liked Ted Lasso. So, yeah. Well, I hope you enjoyed this review. If you did, I reviewed a whole bunch of other movies, TV shows, and anime, so if you want to check that out, that is highly fucking appreciated. Also, you should drop a follow on whatever app you're streaming through. That way you get a notification when I post a new review. So, thank you, and I hope you have a fantastic day, my friend.